Proverbs 5, beginning in verse 7. Therefore, hear me now, my children. Do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed and you say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. You can see the affection, the love of the writer for those to whom he is writing. At the beginning of the passage, verse 7, he says, therefore, hear me now, my children. And as I address you, my dear children, I feel the affection. I am much moved by the despair that we hear in these verses. The man mourning, grieving, despairing, crying out, in his devastation at the end of his life, his flesh and his body consumed, all that he spent his life on, gone to others, whether because he has children to whom he has now nothing to leave, or even because he is left entirely alone, and because of his sin, he does not have his children with him, or maybe has not even had children. And whatever the case, he is grieving and devastated and despairing. His flesh and his body are consumed, and he has nothing left except to reproach himself because God gave him every advantage. Now, I know people who grew up in church and who did not heed the instruction that was given. They did not learn that fear of the Lord that is the beginning of wisdom. They didn't learn to count the Lord himself his own best gift so that they would say that it was the Lord who guides them by his counsel and the Lord who had received them into glory and that they had nothing in heaven but the Lord and desire nothing on earth besides the Lord and that for them what is good is to be near the Lord. It is possible to be, as verse 14 says, in the midst of the assembly and the congregation who hear these things and yet be on the verge of ruin. It's probably something that you don't think of very often when you are at church and listening to the Bible being preached. You probably don't sit there thinking, aha, right now I am on the verge of ruin. I am on the edge of a precipice. And I may fall down into a great pit right here as I listen to the Word of God. But truly, that is the case with you. These days, as you sit around the table and we open the Bible together, and week by week in the Lord's Day Assembly, you are in a very dangerous place. For you hear instruction and correction, the voice of your teachers and those who instruct you. You have, at these times, when we are studying and meditating upon the Bible as a family, and when we are in the congregation and receiving the instruction of the Lord, you have the things that the writer, by the Holy Spirit, describes in verse 12 and verse 13 on the lips of this devastated and destroyed man. And what was it that put him over the verge, over the edge of the cliff, made him fall into the danger? His heart treated the correction as small. That's what the despising is. He hated being instructed. And then when he went out, he didn't say, aha, I needed to be instructed because my heart and mind are going to tell me one thing, my flesh is going to tell me one thing, and I need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in Scripture tell me another. Now, for this man in this particular situation, it was about the immoral woman from verse 3. And he would say, well, it's okay for me to take the path that goes by her house. And then his heart and his flesh tells him, and maybe it's okay for me to go near her door. But what had the Holy Spirit said? The Holy Spirit said, make your way go far from her and do not go near her door. And so not only had he treated the instruction of God as a small thing, maybe not paying attention during family worship and fiddling with something or thinking about what you were doing right before or want to do right after. And of course, we are tempted to do the same in corporate worship. Not only had he treated the instruction as a small thing during the time it was given, but then as soon as he went away, he forgot it. And instead of having the Holy Spirit using the Scripture to fight against his flesh, the Spirit fights against the flesh, and the flesh fights against the Spirit. And praise God, the Spirit is stronger. But if we don't take the words of the Holy Spirit and Scripture into our life, then the flesh is fighting, and we are silencing the Holy Spirit. We must remember that the reason we needed the instruction and the correction is because we have flesh to fight against. And it is the Holy Spirit who fights against that flesh. And he uses his word. And so the total ruin that we find this man in at the end of his life, it was actually when he was hearing the Bible in the assembly and the congregation that he was on the verge of it. And you need to make a decision every time we read the Bible, study it together, hear it in the assembly, that I am gonna value the words of the Holy Spirit who is addressing me now. And I'm gonna receive the instruction and I'm gonna be glad that I got corrected. And then when I go out, I'm not gonna forget those words. But I'm going to obey them, and I'm going to follow them. I'm going to use them to counter what my flesh tells me. And especially boys, all of this applies to all of us, but especially boys, there's a reason why the loose woman, the immoral woman, the seductive woman is highlighted here, because that is where the flesh is the sneakiest, and that is where the sin is the most destructive. And so it's like there's a hologram of something wonderful, and as soon as you step through what you thought was wonderful, you are instantly destroyed. But the Bible comes beforehand, and the Holy Spirit comes beforehand, and he describes to you exactly what that hologram will look like. So when you see it, you don't say, ooh, that is going to feel so good. That is going to be so enjoyable. You say, oh, there is the trickiest and most devastating and destructive thing that the Holy Spirit had warned me about. And you run the other way. When apart from God helping us by his Spirit and giving us his word, there are so many who run to the immoral woman. And so remember, and the biggest way this happens is on the internet now, the cell phones, and websites. You guard your eyes, you guard your heart, you guard your mind. And when you see that which promises pleasure, when you feel curious about it, are you going to go anywhere near the hologram that you don't know? The point at which you step and you fall to your devastating destruction? Of course not. And as soon as you start to get curious, you run the other way. God grant that we would listen to his word and value his instruction and his correction, and then going out, remember it, meditate upon it, and obey it. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us the warnings beforehand, and we thank you for teaching us here that there is a point of decision and determination for whether or not we are going to be ruined that comes even in the midst of the assembly when we hear your word. And so we pray that you would make us those who every time we come to hear your word, place a great value on it and focus and give ourselves to listen to you and to be warned so that we don't at that point start to fall into a destruction that will make us grieve in the last day. Help us, Lord, by your Spirit, we ask in Jesus' name. And your children here say, Amen.